This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. Hi, this is Julie and I'm here with Susan. And we have a very important passage to share. If you only see what you or others believe is possible, you are not in possibility. Remember, people are uncomfortable when you shake up their world with new beliefs. When you set your sights beyond what others have done or have believed is possible, you begin to think differently. Possibility means anything can happen. Don't define the end or outcome based solely on what you think you know. There are so many other things at play. Don't believe illusions because they pull you away from possibility. Sometimes what you don't know is more powerful, more potent. So just be open to that.
And when you're open to that, anything is possible, because Julie and I sat down and we've been having a conversation really about possibility. And she pulled out the book and opened up, and that came up. Now, none of us should have thought it would come up, but the possibility is that anything can happen, and therefore that coming up fit the possibility. But who would have thought?
You sound like me. God, that was so enigmatic. And actually, you know, if you love books like I do, it's a really cool thing to do. If you just sit in any kind of book you can use, but it's almost like using a deck of tarot cards where you just pull out a card.
Right.
And sense the impressions from it. And with a book, you can ask a question and you can just go, what's the mood or what's the vibe or what's the energy right now? And open up to a page. And that page came up and it is from our Energetic Invocation Series book, A Book of Vibrational Change, Volumes 1 to 17. And that's one of the process this parts that helps to take the energy that you're experiencing and integrate it and process it more into what your kind of sense and vibration of how you're living is.
You know, and it's hard to talk about it sometimes because, you know, Julie and I have tried to come up with some of our own vocabulary just so we can express what we want to say, because some of this really doesn't lend itself to the words that are in our everyday dialogue.
Right.
Because it's kind of hard to express it. But the idea is really, when we were starting talking about golf and talking about Donald Trump and, you know, where he goes with it, and we were talking about ourselves, because we're looking at Trump as a way of looking, you know, what he's doing and how he uses some of the energy and the concepts we're attributing to him, which I don't know if he is or is not attributing them himself. And, you know, and then we're trying to go in our own lives and starting to define, you know, go into success and what you really want. And, you know, of course, it always comes down to defining really what it is you want, which I don't think anybody really does. You know, we think it's a certain dress size, or we think it's a amount of money, or it's a certain type of house or a car or whatever. And it might be you have a small goal or a huge goal, and that's great to have. But sometimes, you know, we don't really have an idea of success, so we're always sort of seeking it. And then when you go to seek it, you kind of get caught up in, well, this is a possibility. You know, you get into the details and you kind of lose yourself.
Right.
When you get too detailed, as opposed to staying more, I don't want to say a bird's eye view, but I think there's a different, you know, you can't see my hands. I think it's a balance as to so caught in the details. Being too high up, sometimes you kind of lose sight of it, but there's a certain level where you get a perspective. And that's exactly where it comes into possibility, that you kind of have to get out of society's telling you what's a possibility and knowing for yourself what a possibility is. And I think the only, at least for me, the only way I could do it is, you know, I think about the energy, and, you know, you could define it as God. I mean, a lot of people talk about, you know, there's some passages in the Bible that say, you know, we as humans can only do so much, but we tend to forget that, again, because it's the Bible, God could do anything.
Yeah.
And if you put your trust in that, that gives you a little bit of I think what we're talking about with possibility. Anything's possible.
right? But you also have to be amazingly open to the possibility of something that you haven't even imagined yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're just choosing from, you know, the catalog of what society offers,
or what you see,
right, that's all you're gonna get. But if you use your imagination to create something different that hasn't even, I mean, there you go, look at the iPod, to create something different that didn't even exist before, that's huge possibility.
And yet, if you, sometimes I think about, you know, and we've had conversations off of the recorder that we haven't put out about what we want to do and where we want to go. And sometimes I can't even define it, but I know I don't see it out there. And then you get little, like, nuances of it. Little things come into your space that, oh, this is close. This feels a little bit more in the direction of it.
Right. And but that's a good point you bring up, because if you can't define it, that doesn't have to be a roadblock.
No.
Because usually that's, you know, you go to any seminar or workshop, and you got to sit down, define your goals,
and
plan out your life.
And then you got to do a timeline and what you're, you know, you have to set up milestones. Right. And for certain things, that's great. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. I've done that. Actually, I've never done that. I say that, but I have never done that. I've always sat down and said, this is what I need. This is what I'm going to make happen. And it has always worked. But I've known some very successful people that do use that as, this is where I want to be in a year, so 6 months I need to be here, 3 months I should be here, and it works very well.
So
that's
something interesting you bring up, because what if you start to convince yourself that things haven't occurred?
Well,
and so then how can you say this is how it works for me?
Well, I've always said when I'm having a conversation with someone, and we talk about this together all the time, that just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it isn't occurring. Because, you know, it's so funny. It's like the calm before the storm. You know, when you know there's a storm coming, you go outside and it's eerily quiet and still. And you would never know. I mean, we're, again, up in Boston area, so we don't get really, I mean, we do get now tornadoes, I guess, but with hurricanes, you know, we have the warning. We know it's coming. And just before that, it's eerily quiet. You would think nothing's going on. Everything's stuck. We're just stuck. And right around the corner, boom, you're going to have these huge, you know, 90-mile, whatever the mile-an-hour winds are. But we have, you know, with that, back in the day before you had, you know, the satellites to be able to see it, you would have no idea, right? You would think, oh, we got nothing, let's go out and have a picnic just to find out you're going up in.
Let's go out and have a picnic because the 18th century
before they had the, you know, the satellites to be able to track the wet wells.
That's a great visual you give, because that goes in two different ways. Because the first one is, if you know, if you're thinking, like you said before, you're thinking about, oh, the weather, if you use your senses, often you can smell rain. You can look and see the birds, like, flying for cover. You can hear a storm coming if you really, you know, kind of rely on other aspects of yourself that are also connected to yourself. And I will say, you mentioned the Doppler on your phone or whatever that you can check. Oftentimes, I've been with friends and family members that are geared, oh my God, there's an alert, and they run for the hills and nothing occurs. And so that, you know, green weather front coming by, or the torrential rainstorm doesn't even occur that goes by on the radar. So which one are you relying on? You know, when people are always posting quotes, you don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
That would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our energetic invocations books, and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon.
Hey, Julie, do you remember the old Tootsie Roll Pop commercial? It's how many bites does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you do remember that. How many rings does it take to get someone to answer the door on Halloween?
Depends on if you have candy or not.
Well, how many clicks does it take to get the Halloween trivia ebook?
Just a one.
Get yours today.
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. The Kabbalion can get pretty intense, as you can tell with these podcasts, with the conversation between Susan and I. Sometimes reading and listening isn't the best way to absorb the energy. Believe it or not, testing yourself in a fun way with trivia helps you absorb the Kabbalion principles and propel. That's why Susan and I put together a fun ebook to help you do just that. Check it out on Amazon. Download Think You Know the Kabbalion today and have fun with the energy. Hey, it's Julie, and you've heard Susan and I say that the principles of the Kabbalion are everywhere. Well, they are. So how do you stay aware? How do you recognize them at work? And how do you understand them better? You can read and listen until you are blue, but when you test yourself, now that's when you start using what you know and start understanding the Kabbalion differently. Sure, you can make your own test questions, but why bother when Susan and I did the work for you? There are 75 questions, and you can explore the trivia alone or with friends. Find Think You Know the Kabbalion right now on Amazon. Download it today and start actively using the Kabbalion to enrich your life.
So, well, where I'm going with it is to what you said, is that, you know, we think just because we don't physically see with our eyes what's going on, and all we can see is what we've been trained to see. Mm. You know, we haven't, and so that, you know, it's so funny because every time we have this conversation and I think about it, the whole idea of your imagination is just, it's such an amazing tool that if you can imagine something, it's interesting. If you start off small and you imagine something, you get all of a sudden, you know, things start coming at you and you're like, really? Can you believe I found this or I heard this on the radio or I heard this on a podcast? And in, you know, it was right in alignment with what I've been thinking about. And, you know, then the idea of your imagination, really, to go with possibility, you kind of have to shut out what everybody says.
Right.
And you have to just know that there's something grander. And honestly, I don't care who the person is out there. There is no person out there that is more powerful than really your own mind, your own mindset. Mm-hmm. When you get something in your mind, mm-hmm. nothing can sway it. Mm-hmm. People may try to, and they do all the time, but they can't sway that.
And you know what's cool about what you just said is that if you look at that kind of in the negative way, I mean, it's very easy for us to tell ourselves, you know, horrible stuff about ourselves and have that voice go on and on.
Yeah.
And I mean, look how strong your mind is. All right, yeah, run that program again, and
right.
There you are. It goes on and on and on. The same thing repeats over and over again, what you're saying to yourself. And look how powerful you are, but that's almost in a negative way.
Right, well, because it can
and
go
so,
either way.
Right, so if you flip that all and go in a positive way, and the other thing about the imagination is, I mean, possibility, if you're open to possibility, I mean, imagining is not, we did another podcast, I think, on imagination. Imagining is not imagining what's already out there.
No.
And you're just going to pick from the catalog,
right.
And that's what it is, and that's what you're getting. An imagination. I mean, sure, you can do that. That can be one thing. Sure. Why not? Yet, it's also, I mean, just creativity, creativity, and going in that realm.
Do you know where I think where we really kick ourselves in the back is that if you think of, you know, you're imagining yourself, say, in a role, and you say, I'm going to be the next Steve Jobs. I'm going to be the next Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to be the next, you fill in the blank. Well, that person already exists. You're never going to be the next Oprah. You're never going to. Oprah exists. She's alive. She's living now. You're not going to be another Oprah. I don't care who you are. And you know, maybe you could be as successful as her in certain ways, however you want to define it. But I think we look at what's out there and then we say, I want to be this person. And we set ourselves up to fail because that will never happen.
Right. And sometimes that detracts you from going really deep inside yourself and pulling out those really amazing parts of you that are nothing like Oprah.
Exactly.
That would be like Oprah version, you know, 9 million. That wouldn't even be her, be you, obviously. So,
Well, I think that's, I think, sort of what occurs out when you just look outside. You know, you look outside to what you want to do. And if, you know, it's so funny because as we're sitting here, I'm looking outside and I'm thinking, okay, I know what this person used to, because we're at my house. I look outside and I think, oh, I remember growing up, but this person told me. I remember what I used to play over there and on the street, what the street was like. And, you know, you go out there and you don't see possibility. You see history. You see what is expected. You see all of those things. Yet, if you could go and put yourself someplace where you've never been and look outside, would that help in seeing possibility? Because now you haven't been defined. I walk outside, all these people have defined me.
Yeah, but isn't that your choice to choose to have that perspective?
Well, I'm saying I can have that perspective, or I can change it and go out there like I've never been here before, and nobody here knows me, and nobody has
that
expectations. Hi, Susan. Huh?
Hello. Nice to meet you.
They'd be putting me in the funny farm, put me in a straitjacket.
You'd be in good company.
But I mean, most people do that. You look outside, and you know, you see this one and that one, and you know, I've got expectations, and that's what you think possibility is. Possibility is, oh, maybe I can be the best. You know, if someone sees you as being a certain way, well, I'll be the best one that I can be. You know, that becomes your expectation.
Right.
You know, oh, I'm really good at, you know, at accounting. Oh, well, I'll be the best CPA out there. Like, okay, if you're, if that's really what you want to do, then that's great. But sometimes we kind of get thrown in those roles because that's an expectation someone had for us and a role they want us to fulfill. And then therefore that becomes our goals. And it's like, what? How'd that happen?
And it really gleans from beliefs. Your perspective moves right from your beliefs that you were talking about. And, you know, there's that old great quote, I think it was in one of the Santa Claus movies as well, that believing is seeing. It's not seeing is believing. Believing is seeing is more powerful.
Well, we know that our senses are only so good. They're only there to give us just the physical aspects, but the spiritual aspects our physical senses can't capture. Our eyes can see a tree, our eyes can see a house. I'm not going to go through all our senses, but we can't, because we can't define it without our five senses, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I think that's a limiting belief we have. We've been told from day one.
Right. And so if you're trying to set your goals and you're accessing what you just mentioned, I mean, then you only have a limited set of goals or desires that you're trying to fulfill, rather than maybe some other possibility that's right there in front of your face.
Sometimes I wonder if I look at my own possibilities, am I big enough? Am I looking big enough? Or am I still taking the potential that I have and still fitting it in out there?
And if you're looking at possibilities, are you just choosing what's showing up? Or are you open to more possibilities?
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. I use myself because, you know, I'm still learning and growing. So I don't put myself as out there as being, you know, the guru that's telling people. I'm having these conversations with myself. Everything I'm discussing here, I need to hear. And I'm simply sharing it because that's what we do. Because I think a lot of people, I don't think I'm, you know, one in a billion. I think I'm, you know, pretty much like a lot of people out there. And I just see things differently, and so we share that. But, so that's what I ask myself.
That's definitely a good question because, you know, as I said, from page 86, if you only see what you or others believe is possible, you are not in possibility.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.